On August the 26th, Fareed Haq and Goran Ivanovic, two incredible guitar players, will be playing a duo show at the Holston Hills Country Club. It's at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at the KnoxvilleClassicalGuitar.com website. Also, there's a workshop the day before for all you interested guitar players. That's on August the 25th at 1 o'clock at LeGrand Studios. I talked with Fareed Haq via the telephone, and here is our interview. Rarely has an artist come around that we're able to play on our classical and jazz programming, but Fareed Haq is just that person. How do you move between those two worlds?
As a jazz musician, I've always loved improvising, of course. And the more I explored classical music, the more I began to see that there was a world of improvisation in that music. And so I really try to approach music as music first. I might learn a piece of classical music the same way I would learn a jazz piece, learn the melody, learn the chords, learn the structure, and put all the elements together. And so it becomes less of a different process learning music. It's more about the difference between jazz and classical, or other kinds of music and classical music, has less to do with the process for me and more to do with the style of music. So I have to really understand Latin music to play Latin music, really understand Cuban or Brazilian or Venezuelan or whatever it might be, and then really understand Baroque music and how that's different from 1950s bebop. You get into the rhythmic side of things, and that's where the real differences come in. So for me, it's less about learning the music and more about the groove and the spirit of the music that is the challenge.
And you're coming to Knoxville on August the 26th. Actually, you'll be here a day earlier for a workshop. You're playing with Goran Ivanovic as a duo, yeah. And you've got this record out that's just wonderful called Indo-Balkan. And for me, that record sort of defies category in a sense because, when I first started listening to it, I tried to guess what is this exactly? And then I quit trying to guess and just started enjoying it. What was that record like for you to make?
Well, Goran and I played and toured about, 20 years ago, quite a bit. And then we both got busy with our own projects. And we kept saying, hey, man, next year we got to get back and record another record. And how about next year? And before you knew it, a couple of decades had gone by. And so when we got back together, we had both been writing a lot of music for other groups and for this group, and had evolved as composers. And so the music that we were coming up with was a little more challenging, but we still stuck to the same process, I would say, where we would get together and he would say, hey, check out this new piece I wrote. And I would come up with a part. And then we would see if it had a life as a duet. So most of our arrangements are, we come together, pretty spontaneously and see what gels, what creates a nice texture. I'd say the exception might be Indo-Balkan, where I had written out the parts pretty thoroughly for the title track. And we did do quite a bit of tweaking on that, but that was a little more through composed. But generally speaking, we just get in the studio and mess around until something starts to sound good.
Well, it works. And I love that there's not one, but two Greek island songs, I'm assuming. Santorini and Rhodes. Was that by design? How did that happen?
And Ikaria. Ikaria is awesome.
There you
go. That's awesome. Yeah, we were flirting with the idea of making the whole album Greek island names, but didn't quite make all the way through. There's Santorini, there's Ikaria, right, and Rhodes. There might be another one in there too. I don't remember, but I don't know. It had that feeling. A lot of these pieces don't feel quite Indian. They don't feel quite European. They had this kind of Balkanish flavor, but then a little more tropical in some way. So we felt that theme of the sun-drenched coasts of the Greek islands.
So you're coming here to play as a duet. It's August the 26th. at 7 o'clock at the Hoston Hills Country Club. Tickets are available through the KnoxvilleClassicalGuitar.com website. How much do you rehearse for these shows? I mean, listening to the records, you know, it's very intricate music, to me at least. How much work is it?
It's weird. It's like we really don't rehearse, which I don't understand. You know, when other musicians that I hear that I'm excited to listen to, they say, we don't ever rehearse. I'm always like, come on. But then, you know, I think we spent a lot of time creating and crafting the arrangement. And usually we'll get together before a run of dates and just play through things once or twice. But there is a lot of improvisation going on, especially with the tunes that we know well. We might have little elements that we consistently come to, but there's a lot of fills and voicing, chord voicing, and things that we might change from evening to evening. So we'll usually have one nice rehearsal and go home and brush off the dust and the cobwebs, you know, but it usually stays in our mind pretty well because it's so specifically written.
Do you have like, you know, the last time you were in Knoxville, I believe, is when you played with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, and that was an electric gig.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I love that show. Do you have any memories of Knoxville or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a beautiful town. I remember hanging out on your downtown plaza when we went after the concert and just thought it was, you know, a really cool, hip little town. And I was like, man, I got to move here one day. It's a cool place.
Yeah, I don't
really
know.
Loved it.
Yeah, it's weird. I grew up here, so it was like, I went away for a while, and I came back and went, what happened? You know, when did Knoxville get this good? Yeah, and more events like this one. And then the day before, you're doing a workshop. Is that you and Goran both doing the workshop on the 25th?
Yeah, yes.
And that's at 1 o'clock at Le Grand Studios here in Knoxville, and there are tickets available for that as well on the KnoxvilleClassicalGuitar.com website. What do you do in these workshops, and who is best suited to come to these?
Well, I think these, you know, one of the things that's interesting about what Goran and I do is we both managed to come together, even though we're pretty different musicians. You know, Goran is less formally trained in jazz and more formally trained in classical. I'm less formally trained in classical guitar, more formally trained in jazz, but we both are comfortable in both idioms. And of course the world music styles that we you know cover are pretty broad, and so it's an interesting, I'd say anybody from a beginner to advanced to intermediate student can come away with something. We really talk a lot about what are the things that are essential in any music and guitar music specifically, and how to bring those things together. So you know, when we're working on a new piece of music, what are the things that we focus on? When you have so many different elements flying around, what are the ones you focus on to bring your performance together? And I think those principles really apply to every style of music. And so we'll get into a lot of the philosophy of that. Plus, of course, how we blend sounds. You know, I play with nails and a flat pick, Goran mostly with just nails. And we're using jazz harmony, classical harmony. And so how those different elements can come together will be another aspect of what we talk about.
And you can hear a lot of that on the record Indo-Balkan, you know, the different, your different takes and styles. When you mix the record, do you keep one of you in the left speaker and one in the right speaker? So, or do you ever switch it up to confuse people? Or
we experimented with that a lot. What we did in this record, if I remember correctly, is we lean each of us to one side. But it gets a little technical. Then we put the reverb return on the other side, I think.
Yeah.
So both of us are spread out in the stereo spectrum, but there's just a bit of a lean to one side and a lean to the other. And in many cases, we even had multiple mics, I think. Because the record has a big sound.
I think.
And that's a big part of what we were trying to achieve, especially in some of those tunes where there's these nice two guitar, you know, 12-note chords and 12-note arpeggios. you want it to sound lush and rich. And so if you get it too far apart, then the sounds don't blend. I think that's the biggest issue with duo anything, but duo guitar particularly, is achieving a color and a blend of sounds that is, you know, resonating, where the instruments resonate with each other and create a color. That's one thing I've noticed. I've played duo with other guitarists. You know, everybody can play great, but it sounds like two guitars. And when Goran and I play, we just instinctively go for a texture and a blend that always sticks to tape. We always play, and I no matter what guitar we have, it's like there's subtle adjustments going on, and I can't even say exactly what they are, but, you know, with the timbre, the nail, the hand angle, to make that sound that fits right in hand and glove with Goran's sound. And we always managed to find that blend. So that's exciting about being in the studio and hearing that come to life.
Yeah, I think you guys really, really nailed it, because it just is exactly how you describe it. It sounds like sort of like one instrument, but it just sounds so full and lush. And, you know, we get a lot of records in, you know, sometimes like two pianos or two guitars. And it seems to be, you know, this one to me is what I would play for other people and go, hey, if you're going to do a two-guitar record, you should listen to this and figure out how they did it, because it sounds so good.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on the sound, because it's so much an important part of what the guitar is about. You know?
And I guess a lot of that, too, is how you literally play with each other and hearing it before you even get into the studio, just this sort of empathetic duality you have as a unit.
Well, I think that's true, but I think, you know, a blues guitarist is really focused in many ways on tone first, right? Because, you know, someone like B.B. King, that shake, that vibrato, that Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, so many great blues guitarists, Jimmy Page, Carlos Santana, who are all originally blues guitar players. There's so much that goes on in just the subtlety of articulation and control. I think classical guitarists in general tend to get so wrapped up in the notes that they sometimes lose track of the way each note speaks. And I think that can really, you don't hear that in Julian Bream. You don't hear that in Williams or Segovia. You know, they really are in control of the vocal quality of each note. And I think that sort of defines, I don't know, the real voices on the instrument from just the players, the executors, you know. And for whatever it's worth, I think Goran especially has just such a distinctive sound and voice. And it's such a pleasure to listen to that articulation and be able to try to blend with it. And I think that those qualities of articulation and not being afraid of making, you know, Paco de Lucia was great in that he could make a bright sound, a dark sound, an angry sound, a sad sound, a happy sound, you know, so many different kinds of colors, every shading of human emotion he could bring out in his sound. And I think that's a big part of why the guitar duo as a format can be so exciting, is because there's so many colors that you have to play with. And if you can embrace that, it can really come to life.
And if you'd like to see this live, again, it's Goran Ivanovich and Fareed Haque at the Holston Hills Country Club, Thursday, August 26th at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at KnoxvilleClassicalGuitar.com. And it proves to, I'm sure it'll prove to be just an exciting and fun evening. Fareed, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd. Thanks so much.